over the deployments isn't over.
A West Coast judge approved a temporary restraining order to block Texas Guardsmen and women from going to Portland, Oregon. A judge here in Illinois declined a similar request. The Attorney General's team in Illinois and City of Chicago lawyers will be back in federal court on Thursday to try again to stop the mobilization of troops.
Jim Crisula reports the deployments are dividing the nation's governors.
The Democratic governors of California and Illinois are threatening to leave the National Governors Association unless it denounces the Trump administration's troop deployments to states. The bipartisan group, founded in 1908, works toward issues where governors can find common ground. Democratic governors from Kansas, Michigan, and Minnesota have already left the association this year.
There appears to be no progress to end the government shutdown, but the White House budget office floated the possibility that federal workers may not be paid after the shutdown ends. Republican Senator Tom Tillis criticized that message.
There's a lot of hardworking people that are at home right now or not working because the Democrats refuse to continue the current spending levels. That's all we ask that they do. I believe it's a strategic mistake to now let those folks know or let them think that they could potentially not get back pay.
Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel. In Egypt, talks continue to end the war in Gaza. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the goal is, quote, a durable peace that ensures not only Israel's security, but generational peace and prosperity for the region. He goes on to add that that's at the heart of Trump's 20-point plan that has gotten some buy-in from Hamas as they look to negotiate some other aspects of it.
A major company will pay a huge amount of money over claims its products caused cancer, as Matt Piper reports.
Johnson & Johnson has to pay $966 million to the family of a woman who died from mesothelioma, a rare and aggressive cancer that develops in the lining of the lungs. The family saying J&J's baby powder products contained asbestos fibers that caused the cancer. The company has said its products are safe, do not contain asbestos, and do not cause cancer. But it did stop selling the talc-based baby powder in 2020, switching instead to a cornstarch product.
Company says it will appeal. On Wall Street, stocks finish lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene, and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4:00. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to to the fans.
I'm going
to
do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 64.
Timeless hits here at WRJN, and today at 4:15, or just slightly after, Uncle Dick's picks a made-up fake band, and I'm not talking monkeys. The Spiral Staircase at WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits, Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock. By the way, those two have made up to some extent and maybe even could get together and perform. Maybe, big maybe. I know they said they would, but you never know. But makes me feel good that those two have kind of made up in their own way, Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon. Now we just need Hall & Oates to get their act together. You know what I mean? Hey, coming up in the next couple of minutes here, 3 minutes, maybe even four exactly, show a feature that I had when I worked here full time last year on the midday show. And it was called Uncle Dick's Picks. And there really is an Uncle Dick. It's my neighbor and he is like a walking encyclopedia on bands. Heck, he went to all of them at one time or another. So he is going to give you the story behind a song. Actually, the group. He's going to give you the story behind a group because it's not so much the song itself, it's the group, a made-up group. And I'm not talking the Monkees who, oh my goodness, are still awesome, even though most of them have passed. They're still wonderful, and the songs that they sang were awesome. But this was a real made-up group, and he's going to give you the story behind that made-up group in just a couple of minutes here with Uncle Dick's Picks right here on WRJN.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply. There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
You're listening to WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and home of Uncle Dick's Picks. Uncle Dick Trucks, hello there, my dear friend.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. They haven't tried to fire me yet, which is always, well, what? Of course, I'm part-time now, so they can't. Well, I guess they can. I have been fired as a part-timer, so but I'm not going to give them any ideas. Actually, I was telling everybody that you were a huge feature. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, we're just going to wait for Uncle Dick to call back. Wait. I think he'll call back. All right, hang on a second. What is going on here? All right, let's try this again. No? Well, we're going to figure that out. You know what? I'm going to just very quietly move another song into that slot. This is when you know what, by the way, if you had any questions, is this show live? Well, now you know it is live indeed. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this again. Uncle Dick? No, oh, what is this going on? Okay, well, we'll figure it out in just a moment. Nope. All right. So we'll be back with him in just a moment. We will get this taken care of. Post haste. Right now, we're going to. Okay, one more time. Uncle Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, wait.
Technology and old people.
Oh, especially, no, just speaking for myself, of course. Yeah, this is where my brain is screaming, help me, help me, help me. But I really can't say it on the air. But, you know, somebody who's listening to the station for the first time, all they heard was, hello? Hello. And they instantly surmised that this was a station that older people listened to. So, Uncle Dick, what is your pick today?
All right. Well, you know, I've actually been looking forward to writing this one. Archie Comics was founded by publisher John Goldwater and artist Bob Montana back in 1941. For 26 years, they made Archie and his friends the most popular comic book series in America. Then in 1967, after the success of the Monkees, a rock group created for TV, Don Kirshner is commissioned by CBS to create an animated Saturday morning show featuring the Archies. His vision is not only to have an animated band and sang new pop music, but could also transition to radio and sell records. He hires Jeff Berry as producer. Berry's wife, Ellie Greenwich, along with Andy Kim, Tony Wine, and Ron Dante as vocalists. He decides to hire session musicians for his band. It's reported Kirshner wanted it this way because if someone doesn't like the way he's doing things, he could easily replace them. Yikes. On September 14th, 1968, the first Archie Saturday morning show airs. The song Bang Shang-a-Lang premieres and Kirshner's vision takes off. The song goes to number 22 on the Billboard Top 100, and the album The Archies goes to number 88. This combination of writers and singers record over 100 songs for the show. They release 4 albums, have 10 songs that reach the top 40, and the series aired for 10 years, from 1968 to 1978.
Oh, wow.
In different versions of the series, the Archies introduced us to Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Scooby-Doo. Now, I know what our listeners are thinking. He hasn't even mentioned Sugar Sugar. Well, of course, Sugar Sugar is synonymous with the Archies. In fact, in August of 1969, Sugar Sugar is not only a hit, it's number one for 4 weeks in America and declared the number one selling single worldwide for 1969. It sells over 6 million copies. Okay, Cindy, let's hear the song that no one wants to admit to like. Sugar, Sugar. I love this song.
WRJN for the Archies.
Over
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me.
Hits Radio WRJN, and believe it or not, Kirshner's other group turned that number one song down. The other group was the Monkees on WRJN.
Look out, here comes tomorrow, that's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes.
people wearing your green slips.
Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in disguise with glasses. And as a kid, you know, you miss, like, I listen to it now, I'm horrified. Like, I'm not letting my grandkids listen to the station if they play that song. Yeah. But back then, it's like, whoa, you know, it's even scarier. This song might have gone over everybody's head. Now, that wouldn't surprise me at all. We were an innocent error. All right, here, an error. Hey, when it comes to recovering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens, who I just absolutely adore. That aside, he does recaps of the Brewers, Badger, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. And Mike is on every hour weekday, so see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com and check out the live Brewer game that we're playing tomorrow, with the pregame show starting at 3:30 right here tomorrow on WRJN.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Drugs or alcohol were likely a part of that deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says at about 6:30 that night, a GMC pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and collided with an SUV, killing the SUV driver and seriously injuring the pickup truck driver. Emergency crews had to pull the SUV driver from the crash, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. He was just released on bond 2 weeks ago for a felony theft charge. Now he's back behind bars. A criminal complaint says 45-year-old Ricardo Mendoza Sr. stole about $800 worth of goods from Kohl's in Mount Pleasant Friday. Mendoza was already awaiting trial on a separate felony theft case filed just last month. He was released on a signature bond. Prosecutors have now charged him with another count of felony theft and bail jumping as a repeat offender. Records show Mendoza has a long criminal history, including convictions for theft, drug offenses, and resisting arrests. He's being held in the Racine County Jail while the new charges move forward. You'll save a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. The average is $2.71 in Racine County. That's better than in most places. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 64.
Thank you. a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it up for any place.
It takes two on WRJM, local news and timeless hits. And today at 5, class reunion, kids. Yep. 1973. Great year for music, television, and movies. And we'll count them down for you. Even play little clips of them coming up. Right now, it's the Stones. right here on WRJN. And Don Rosen Morning Show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And tomorrow he's got the City of Racine's 13th District Alderwoman, Renee Kelly, discussing recent city council meetings and updates and news about her district. And every Friday, Don has Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And let me tell you, he's a lot of fun to listen to. He's live from Hollywood, and he also has kind of a what was hits this week. I really enjoy it, and I hope you do too.
Well, at number five, it was The Chosen Last Rites continuing to scare up business for Warner Brothers in its fifth week of release with $4 million. And number four was Gabby's Dollhouse. The movie pulled in $5.2 million over the weekend and has been a big hit with families. Number three was a bit of a surprise. The Smashing Machine, starring Dwayne Johnson playing a UFC fighter, took in $6 million. And number two was last week's number one movie, One Battle After Another, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Benicio Del Toro, took in $11.1 million. And this is all because at number one, it was Taylor Swift, delivering $33 million at the box office with Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl. Now, everything is going to change this upcoming weekend because that Taylor Swift engagement was only for 3 days. This weekend, we have Channing Tatum in a biodrama called Roofman. The movie Soul on Fire, based upon the inspirational life story of John O'Leary. And Disney's highly anticipated Tron Ares, which will be playing on most large screen formats. Great movies continue to arrive at your local theaters. Make plans to check one out today.
All righty, that's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and he'll have more movie news and this weekend's new releases on the Don Rosen Morning Show at 7:35 a.m. this Friday, right here at WRJN.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Conventional Concrete Systems also brings us the 5 o'clock class reunion today at 5. It's 1973 right here on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Standing by the road with a heavy load, the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. Well, you've got to try a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone.
Campbell on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, trying a little kindness. You know what? We really need to. We need to try a little kindness. Now remind me that when I take the freeway tonight. And all my honk, 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 honk. Chuck and Blue for my sister in law, Kim. Mwah! Listening all the way in Minneapolis. Love you, girl.
Godness on a mountain.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but change my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up
that, you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset, do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine,
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There's no sign of any progress to end the government shutdown, and the Trump administration warned today there's no guarantee federal workers will receive back pay once it does end. These flyers are concerned about air traffic controllers, many of whom have called in sick.
They are, in essence, the same as firefighters, police. They're serving the public, and public lives are at stake.
That's the way they have to protest, right? They have no other way to show that it's hurting not just them, but us.
Correspondent Allison Keyes has more from Washington.
President Trump signed a law ensuring back pay for federal workers during a spending lapse, but now he says it depends upon who we're talking about.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says
every single furloughed federal